Ekatra Podcast Conversations for the Curious, Essential Knowledge Simplified, your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of Ekatra AI. Welcome back to the deep dive. If you've ever had a strong reaction, good or bad, to an ad you saw, or maybe if you run a business and you're just wondering why your product isn't quite connecting, well, this deep dive is definitely for you.
Yes, today we're getting into marketing. And look, it's a function that, let's be honest, often gets a bad rap. People think it's just glossy ads or maybe even, you know, deception.
Right.
But our mission today, and we're using Kenneth Lemonnier Fitzhugh's book Marketing, A Very Short Introduction, as our guide, is to completely reframe that.
Yeah, because when you think marketing, it's easy to picture those big, flashy, expensive campaigns. But this book, it really forces you to step back. Look at the underlying strategy.
Yeah.
It argues the real point of marketing isn't just, well, selling whatever you happen to have lying around. Mm. It's about creating products that solve a problem so well, they practically, and this is the phrase, sell themselves.
That phrase, sell themselves, is just so critical, isn't it? It completely changes marketing from, like, a promotional expense to being the absolute strategic core of the whole company. So we're exploring how that philosophy really guides everything. From the very first idea for a product, the research, pricing, even, you know, long-term survival.
Okay, so let's talk about who's giving us this roadmap. Who is Dr. Kenneth Lemonnier Fitzhugh?
Well, he's an associate professor over at the Norwich Business School, University of East Anglia.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes his perspective, I think, particularly valuable here is his background. He focuses on both sales management and marketing strategy.
Oh, that's interesting, because those two departments, they can sometimes be, well, famously at odds inside companies, can't they? Marketing makes a big plan, sales is on the ground trying to make it happen.
Exactly right. And his research really digs into that alignment, or often the misalignment between them. He sort of cuts through the high-level academic talk, because he insists that marketing ideas have to translate into real results. You know, actual sales, actual revenue.
Okay, so we've got someone who really understands that marketing success isn't just about catchy slogans. It's measured by the health of the entire business. It sounds very grounded, very functional, focused on how every part of the business needs to serve that customer.
Precisely. It's about seeing marketing as a serious, strategic investment, something that drives predictable growth, not just, you know, some isolated creative team off in a corner.
Fantastic. So let's get into that central idea then. What's the fundamental argument Lemonnier Fitzhugh is making about what marketing should be today?
Well, the book basically positions marketing as this comprehensive, strategic, very customer-focused business philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
The main goal is to push companies past maybe two outdated ways of thinking: product-centric, where you're obsessed with your product,
right,
and production-centric, just focused on making stuff efficiently, and instead adopt a value-centric approach where the whole company lines up around creating real value for the customer.
That feels like a pretty major internal shift. It means marketing isn't just some activity you tack on at the end. It's how the entire business should think and operate.
Absolutely. And the book acts as a really systematic, foundational guide for that. It logically takes you through the journey a good marketer needs to follow. First, okay, what is marketing really? Then analyzing the world outside the PESTEL framework comes in there.
Right, understanding the context. And then after looking outward, it zooms in on the customer. Why do they buy? The book calls it the black box, which I like. And only then does it get strategic with SDP segmentation, targeting, positioning.
And all that groundwork is just essential. Then you can talk about the tools, the famous four Ps. The ultimate goal is to give you, the listener, a kind of mental model for how professional marketing ought to guide a company's whole direction, making sure every effort, every dollar, builds that long-term value.
Let's start right at the beginning then, because the terms get mixed up so easily. We need to tackle that biggest misconception head on. If marketing isn't just advertising, and it's not exactly selling either, what is it?
Yeah, it's really the difference between planning ahead and just cleaning up afterwards. Selling. That's reactive. It's about pushing the stuff you already have, often pretty aggressively.
High pressure sometimes.
Right. Marketing, on the other hand, is proactive. It's about knowing your target audience, knowing their needs so deeply that you actually create the right product for them from the start.
That's a really clear contrast. The book explains this using different company orientations, right? Different ways a business can focus itself.
Exactly. You've got the production orientation. Think of early Henry Ford. Just focused on making things efficiently, churning them out, assuming people would buy whatever was cheapest and easiest to get.
Okay.
Then there's the product orientation. This is where a company gets kind of obsessed with how great its product is, technically building the better mousetrap, but maybe ignores if customers can afford it or if they even have a mouse problem to begin with.
Which leads us to where we want to be, the marketing orientation.
The marketing orientation just flips that script entirely. The customer is put right at the absolute center. And every single business decision, from product design to packaging color to how quickly customer service responds, it all flows from really understanding that customer. It's about embedding empathy across the organization.
And that focus on the customer, it demands you're always paying attention, doesn't it? Because the world keeps changing. If the customer's the center, what external stuff does the book say marketers need to keep an eye on?
You can't plan in a vacuum, right? You have to understand the macro environment. And that's where PESTL is super helpful. Political, economic, social, technological, legal, and environmental forces. Just think about how, say, inflation that's economic impacts your pricing, or how something like TikTok, technological and social, completely changes how you might promote something. Ignoring those big shifts, that's a recipe for becoming irrelevant fast.
And once you get the external picture, you have to try and figure out the internal one, that customer black box. Why do people buy what they buy? It's definitely not always logical.
Oh, it's incredibly complex. The book breaks down the influences into different buckets. Cultural factors, social ones like your family or groups you want to belong to, personal things like your age or lifestyle, and psychological stuff like your motivations and attitudes. And all of that feeds into this five-stage decision process they go through. It starts way before they buy, with recognizing a need, and continues long after with how they feel about the purchase.
And because you can't really base huge decisions on just a hunch.
Definitely not.
It all has to be backed by evidence, which means doing proper research.
Yeah, market research is all about reducing risk. The author makes a clear distinction between secondary research that's data already out there, like industry reports. It's usually faster, cheaper.
Okay.
And primary research that's new data you select for your specific question. And that can be qualitative, like focus groups where you try to understand the why, or quantitative, like big surveys to get the numbers, the how many.
Okay, now we're getting to what feels like the real core of strategy. STP, segmentation, targeting, and positioning. Why is it so critical, according to Lemonnier Fitzhugh, to nail the strategy before you start doing stuff?
Because you simply can't be all things to all people. Not effectively, anyway. Strategy demands focus. It forces you to choose. Where are we going to compete, and how are we going to win there?
So segmentation is step one. Taking that big, messy market and breaking it down into smaller, more manageable groups. Groups of people who share similar needs or characteristics, maybe based on demographics like age or income, or perhaps behaviors like how often they buy something.
Right. And once you've defined those segments, you move to targeting. You look at how attractive each segment is, its size, is it growing, who else is competing there, and then you select the specific segment or segments you're going to go after. And here's that really powerful insight again.
Yeah.
Strategy is about choosing what not to do. A huge part of marketing strategy is deciding which customers you're actually not going to try and serve.
That definitely takes some discipline, especially if you're just starting out, you want every customer you can get. Does the book touch on how hard it is to consciously not pursue potential buyers?
It does, maybe more implicitly.
Yeah.
By stressing that if your efforts are scattered, you dilute your resources and you confuse your positioning. If you try to please everyone, you end up not really resonating strongly with anyone. Focus means you put your limited resources where they'll have the biggest impact.
And the end goal of all that focus is positioning.
Positioning is the battleground in the customer's mind. You want to carve out a clear, distinct, desirable space for your brand compared to the competition. You want to own an idea. Like, I say Volvo.
Safety.
Exactly. BMW.
Driving experience.
Right. That specific mental real estate. That's the payoff for good STP.
So once that strategy is set, who we're serving, what we want to stand for in their minds, then we move to the tactical toolkit. How does the marketing team actually execute this positioning?
That's where the famous four Ps come in. Product, price, place, and promotion. Product isn't just the physical thing. It's the whole bundle of benefits, design, service, everything. Price is unique. It's the only P that actually brings in money, plus it signals value. Place is about distribution and how and where does the customer get the product. And promotion is all the communication, the advertising, the PR, digital marketing, you name it.
And the really crucial point here, it seems, isn't just listing the four P's, but understanding they all have to work together. They're not independent levers.
Absolutely critical. The author calls it the integration requirement. All four P's have to be perfectly consistent and aligned to support that chosen positioning. If you say your brand is premium luxury, well, your price can't be constantly discounted.
Right.
Your place can't be some bargain basement outlet. Your promotion needs to feel sophisticated.
Yeah.
And of course, the product itself better be top-notch. One weak link throws the whole thing off and confuses people.
That idea of internal coherence, making sure everything sings from the same hymn sheet, feels so important. Okay, let's zoom out a bit and think about the big themes running through this whole philosophy. What are the main messages we should really take away?
Well, the first one is where we started, really. Marketing is a customer-centric philosophy. It's a fundamental mindset shift for the entire organization. Lasting success, it argues, doesn't just come from clever engineering. It comes from genuine customer empathy.
And the second big theme, definitely, is the strategic primacy of STP. We saw how those choices, who to serve, what to stand for, are like the architectural blueprints for success, much more fundamental than any single ad you might run.
And running counter to that negative stereotype we mentioned, the book really hammers home value creation, not deception. Long-term profit comes from building real relationships based on providing superior, honest value. If you have to trick people into buying your stuff, well, you probably don't have a marketing problem, you have a product problem.
It also highlights that marketing is this interesting mix, a science and an art. The science part is the analysis, the data, the research, tracking metrics. The art is the creativity, the brand story, the compelling messages that grab attention. You absolutely need both.
Mm-hmm. You need both brains working together. And finally, I think we have to acknowledge the dynamic and evolving nature of marketing. The book touches on how marketers constantly need to adapt to the digital world, to big data, and also to rising demands for ethical behavior and social responsibility. You know, the triple bottom line idea, people, planet, profit, standing still isn't an option.
The book really crystallizes these ideas with some powerful statements, little nuggets of strategic wisdom.
Yeah, there are some great lines. Let's start with the one that sort of defines that ultimate goal, that perfect alignment.
Yeah.
The aim of marketing is to know and understand the customer so well that the product or service fits them and sells itself.
That's the dream state, isn't it? Where you barely need to push because you've created exactly what they wanted. There's another great one about branding, especially now with social media everywhere.
Yes. Your brand is not what you say it is. It's what your customers tell each other it is. Which really underscores that your brand lives in the experiences people have and share. It forces companies to focus on delivering consistently.
And reinforcing that tough choice we talked about with STP, strategy is choosing what not to do. The essence of marketing strategy is deciding which customers you are not going to serve.
Such a punchy reminder about focus. And maybe one more, highlighting where the real money is often made. Customer acquisition gets all the attention, but customer retention pays all the bills. That focus on lifetime value is key.
Those are incredibly practical insights, so let's think about applying them. How can people listening use these ideas day to day, even if they're not officially in marketing?
Oh, absolutely. For entrepreneurs maybe starting out, this stuff is gold for avoiding common, costly mistakes. Really apply that market orientation. Find the unmet need first before you spend ages building something. Validate your idea with some simple research. Use segmentation smartly to find your niche. Don't just spray and pray.
And what about people in roles that don't seem related to marketing, like, say, someone in logistics or HR?
This perspective helps you see how everyone contributes to the customer experience. It's about adopting that customer-centric mindset across the board. The HR person hiring friendly, competent frontline staff, they're directly impacting the product and promotion sees. Because the staff are a huge part of the service experience. Logistics, getting deliveries right? That's crucial for the place P. Every single function touches the customer somehow and shapes the brand.
And finally, for all of us just as regular consumers navigating the world, how does understanding this help?
It empowers you, really. Makes you a much more informed consumer. You see an advertisement and now you have a framework, the four Ps. Positioning to sort of deconstruct it, you can ask, okay, who are they targeting here? What feeling are they trying to evoke? What's the actual value versus maybe just persuasive fluff that helps you make more rational choices?
You know, what really struck me throughout this discussion was that emphasis on the integration requirement. Just understanding that marketing isn't a list of separate activities, but it's a single coherent system. Research, strategy, product, price, place, promotion, they all have to line up. That need for internal consistency, I think that's something so many organizations struggle with in the day-to-day rush.
I agree. And maybe the biggest shift, the thing to really chew on, is recognizing that being effective in marketing today, it probably depends much more on building genuine trust and providing real utility. You know, being helpful, being relevant, being consistent every single time someone interacts with you, rather than just trying to be the loudest voice shouting in the marketplace. That subtle shift towards earning attention through value rather than demanding it through volume, that feels like the real key to long-term success now.
A powerful thought to leave you with. See you next time with another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Acatra Foundation.